turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. It is Saturday, February 14th, 2026. And, you know, I know it's Valentine's Day. Everyone is thinking about romance, dinner reservations, that kind of thing. Mm. But if you own a business in Round Rock, Texas, I need you to just put down the heart-shaped box for a second. We have to talk about a breakup.
A breakup. That's...
Yeah.
That's a dramatic way to start, but honestly...
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I mean, this isn't an it's not you, it's me situation.
Yeah.
This is a messy, expensive divorce between local businesses and the old school keyword.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the drill stuffing pizza Round Rock into your website footer and just hoping for traffic. According to the research we're looking at today from Austin Code Monkey, that whole relationship, it's dead.
It is completely over. And frankly, if you're still trying to woo Google with like 2020 tactics, you're not just single, you're invisible. The game has changed.
So, okay, help us navigate this heartbreak then. We're looking at a report from Austin Code Monkey, which is a great name, by the way.
Sure does.
They specialize in what they call AI search optimization.
Right.
And they've laid out this new alphabet soup that's supposed to replace SEO, AIO, GEO, and AEO.
Right. And I know what you're thinking. Every year there's a new acronym that some marketer swears is the next big thing.
Exactly. I feel like I just figured out what SEO was, and now you're telling me it's gone. Is this just agency speak to sell more services?
I get the skepticism. I do. But think about your own behavior for a second. When was the last time you literally typed Italian food Round Rock into a search bar and scrolled through 10 blue links?
Honestly, I can't remember. I usually just ask my phone, you know, where's a good Italian place near Stonehill that isn't too loud?
Precisely. That right there, that's the entire shift. Right. You're not searching for keywords anymore. You're having a conversation. You're expressing intent.
Right.
And because you're asking a complex question, you know, Italian near Stonehill, not too loud, the old keyword system just, it breaks down. It doesn't know how to answer that.
So the machine has to actually understand what I mean, not just match the words I used.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the first pillar in this report. AIO, AI overviews.
This is that thing Google does now where it just, it writes a summary for you at the very top of the page, right?
Yes. You ask a question, and before you see any websites, you get a paragraph that answers you directly, which for a user is great.
Sure.
But for a business owner, it's terrifying. Mm. Because if the answer's right there, why would anyone click your link?
That's the zero click nightmare. So if I'm running a plumbing business in Round Rock and Google just tells the user the average cost to unclog a drain is $150 and they never visit my site, how do I get that customer?
You have to shift your goal. You're not trying to get the click anymore. You're trying to be the source of the answer.
Okay.
You want that AI summary to say, according to Round Rock Plumbing Pros, the average cost is, and then link to you as the authority.
Right. That makes sense in theory, but how do we actually do that? I mean, do we just write, I am the authority on our homepage?
No. And this is where we have to get a little technical. The report from Austin Code Monkey is very, very specific about this. You can't just write good text for humans anymore.
Okay.
You have to write code for robots, specifically something called schema or structured data.
Okay, hold on. You're throwing around this word schema. I hear marketers say it all the time, you need schema. But what does that actually look like? Is it like a button I click in WordPress?
I wish. I wish it were that simple.
Mm-hmm.
No, think of your website as having two layers. There's the top layer with the pretty pictures and the text that you and I see.
Right.
But underneath that, there's a layer of code, specifically a language called JSON LD.
JSON LD. Okay, now we are really getting into the weeds.
We are, but this is so crucial. This is a standardized language that search engines read.
Mm-hmm.
So when a human sees 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on your site, they know those are your business hours.
Sure.
A robot just sees numbers. It doesn't know if that's a price or a size or a time. But if you wrap those numbers in local business schema using JSON LD, you're explicitly telling the AI, these are the operating hours. You are hand feeding it data.
So it's kind of like subtitles for the AI.
It's more like a passport.
Yeah.
It verifies identity and all these data points, your address, your price range, what insurance you accept. It does that so the AI doesn't have to guess. And here's the kicker. The report says that without this passport, the AI just coupier, it won't trust you enough to cite you.
So if I don't have this JSON LD code, the AI basically ignores me.
Essentially, yes. It just sees your site as unstructured noise. And for Round Rock specifically, the report brings up a tactic called entity association.
Entity association. Okay, break that down.
So Google's AI knows that Dell Diamond is a major entity. It has high trust. It has a known location, massive search volume. If you're a sandwich shop and you just say, we are in Round Rock, you're a small fish in a big pond. But if your schema code explicitly links your location relative to the stadium, you know, using coordinates and area served properties, the AI starts to associate your entity with theirs.
So you're kind of drafting off their fame.
Precisely. Mm. You're anchoring your digital relevance to a physical landmark the AI already trusts. And for a business near, say, Stonehill Town Center or down by the premium outlets, this is gold.
You're telling the AI exactly where you are in relation to things it already knows.
Yes. If you aren't using code to say, I am 0.5 miles from the premium outlets, you're forcing the AI to work too hard. And AI is lazy. What's the easiest, most confident connection?
Don't make the robot think. Got it. Okay, so that's AIO, that's Google. But the report moves on to this second acronym, GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. Now, be honest. Is this just another buzzword?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? It sounds like something an agency made up to charge double. But look at the reality. Millions of people aren't even going to Google anymore. They're opening ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini.
I do this all the time. Plan a date night in Round Rock for me.
Right. And here is the terrifying part for a business owner. ChatGPT didn't give you a list of 10 links to choose from, did it?
No, it just gives me a plan. Like, go to this restaurant, then walk here.
Exactly. It gives you one answer. Right. There is no page two on ChatGPT. There's just the output. So GEO isn't about ranking number one. It's about being the only answer the AI constructs.
That seems impossible to control. At least with Google, I can see the rankings. With a chatbot, it feels like a total black box.
It is harder, but the Austin Code Monkey report explains that these generative engines work by reading everything, not just your website.
Everything.
They read news articles, Reddit threads, the Round Rock Chamber of Commerce directory. They're building a knowledge graph of your business.
A knowledge graph. So it's like a reputation score.
Sort of. It's more like a web of facts. Yeah. If your website says you're the best HVAC company in Round Rock, but there's zero mentions of you in local news, your LinkedIn is empty, you have no third-party reviews.
Yeah.
The AI concludes you're not a credible entity.
So your digital footprint has to be consistent everywhere.
Consistency is key, but also your writing style really matters. The source calls this natural language.
What does that mean, natural language?
Well, the old SEO way was just keyword stuffing.
Yeah.
You know, Round Rock property management, property managers, Round Rock best management. A chatbot hates that.
Right.
It reads that and thinks this is spam. It's garbage data. For GEO, you need to write content that sounds like an expert having a conversation.
Okay, give me an example.
Instead of a list of keywords, you'd write an article titled, Challenges of Managing Rental Properties in Round Rock's Competitive 2026 Market. You'd discuss tax rates in Williamson County, the influx of new residents. You write in full sentences.
So you treat the AI like a...
Yes, because these large language models are trained on human conversation. They prioritize content that flows naturally. If you sound like a robot, the robot won't recommend you.
That's ironic, isn't it? To please the robot, you have to sound more human.
It's the great paradox of 2026.
Okay, let's hit the third pillar, AEO, Answer Engine Optimization. This ties back to that zero-click stat. The report says over half of searches end without a click.
It's the position zero game. You know when you ask a voice assistant, hey, Google, how long does it take to drive from Round Rock to downtown Austin?
Yeah, and it just talks back to me with the answer.
That's AEO. It's optimization for voice and direct answers. And if you want to be the answer that gets read out loud, you have to structure your content very, very specifically.
Just specific.
You need to basically write the FAQ for your entire industry.
Yeah.
The report suggests using actual questions as your headers. Literally, a header that says, how much does lawn service cost in Round Rock TX? And then immediately after, you give a direct, concise answer, about 40 to 60 words. Don't waffle. Don't start with, since the dawn of time, grass has grown.
Oh God, the recipe blog problem. Here's my grandmother's life story before I tell you how much flour to use.
Exactly. AEO hates that. The AI wants the data. If you bury the answer under five paragraphs of fluff, the AI will just skip you and go to your competitor who used the bulleted list.
Right, bulleted list. The report mentioned tables too.
Tables are gold for AEO. Think about a comparison. Round Rock versus Pflugerville property tax rates.
Right.
If you put that in a clean HTML table, the AI can read that data instantly.
And answer a user's question with it.
Yes. If you bury it in a paragraph, the AI might just miss it.
So we have AIO for Google Summaries, GEO for chatbots, and AEO for direct answers. I want to pivot now to the Round Rock specifics. Because this report isn't just generic advice, it highlights some unique challenges for this area. You mentioned the Austin shadow earlier.
The near Austin problem. It's huge. Every business here wants to capture traffic from people looking for things in Austin. The population's massive.
Of course.
But you have to be so careful. Because if you optimize too hard for Austin, the AI might decide you aren't actually in Round Rock.
Oh.
Could classify you as an Austin business. Then, when someone standing in Terra Vista searches for a plumber near me, you don't show up. The AI thinks you're 20 miles south.
Wow, that's a tightrope walk. So how do you balance that?
You have to be hyper-specific about your actual service area. Mention the neighborhoods. You know, mention Terra Vista, Walsh Ranch, Forest Creek.
Don't just say Central Texas.
No, way too vague. And think about who is moving here. The report highlights the new mover market. Places like Siena and Hutto are just exploding.
Right.
You have thousands of people in brand new houses. They don't have a trusted old plumber. They're asking their devices, best pest control for new construction in Siena.
And if you're not targeting that specific query,
you miss the entire wave. And then there's the other side of it, the corporate giants. Round Rock is Dell City.
True.
The report points out that B2B services need to optimize for decision makers at Dell Technologies. And executive searches differently.
How so?
They search for solutions, not just services. They aren't searching for IT support. They're searching for enterprise compliance solutions for healthcare data. The language is different. The intent is different.
Okay. The report also dropped a term I hadn't heard before. Multimodal search. Something about using your camera.
This is wild. This is Google Lens. More and more people, especially younger generations, are searching with their cameras. They walk past a restaurant, point their phone at it, and expect to see the menu pop up.
That feels like science fiction.
It's here now. And for a local business, say a boutique in downtown Round Rock, this means your images matter just as much as your text. The AI is analyzing your photos. It needs to see what you sell.
So if my Google business profile has blurry photos from 2018,
the AI can't identify your products. You won't show up in a visual search. It's that simple.
Okay, I can hear the business owners listening to this, and they are probably hyperventilating a little. This sounds like a lot of work. Schema coding, JSON LD, writing articles. Why can't I just buy some ads and call it a day?
It's a fair question. And look, ads work. But the report makes a really strong distinction between renting visibility and building an asset.
Renting versus building. Break that down.
When you pay for Google Ads, it's like renting an apartment. The second you stop paying, you're homeless. The traffic stops. Instantly, you have zero equity. SEO, this modern AIOGO approach, is like building a house. It takes time. The report says 6 to 12 months for real results. It's a long game. But once you build that authority, it's a permanent asset. You own it.
And the quality of the traffic is different too, right?
Drastically different. The report notes that users coming from AI overviews have much higher purchase intent.
Why is that?
Because they've already been educated. Think about it. If someone clicks a generic ad, they're cold. But if they just read an AI summary that compared three businesses and recommended you, when they finally click your link, they're already halfway sold. They trust the AI, so they trust you.
Let's talk about the DIY versus professional debate. Can a small business owner just do this themselves on a Sunday afternoon? The report seems pretty stern about this.
Technically, yes. Practically, it's very, very risky. The report estimates that to do this effectively, the coding, the content, the links, auditing your footprint, it takes about 15 to 20 hours a week.
That's a part-time job.
It is. And that's if you already know how to code. Mm. If you mess up the JSON-LD schema, you can actually break your site's visibility. Plus, the pro tools like Sumrush and Ahrefs, those cost hundreds of dollars a month.
So by the time you pay for the tools and factor in your own time,
you're likely spending more than if you just hired an expert. And then there's the decay factor the report mentions.
The decay factor.
SEO isn't set it and forget it. If you do it for a month and then stop, your rankings just decay. The report says after 3 to 6 months of inactivity, your competitors move right past you. The algorithms change constantly.
It's like a garden. You have to keep weeding.
You stop weeding, the weeds take over immediately.
This all leads us to a really an uncomfortable realization. We spend all this money building beautiful websites, hero images, animations, meet the team pages. But if 50% of searches end with zero clicks, who is even looking at the website?
Humans aren't. Not as many.
That's kind of depressing.
It feels depressing, but you have to shift your perspective.
Yeah.
Your website is no longer just a digital brochure for people. It is a database for robots to read.
A database.
Yeah. If you design your site purely for visual aesthetics, big pictures, not much text, fancy animations, you're building a library with no books. The AI comes in, sees nothing to read, and it leaves.
So the pretty website might actually be hurting you.
If pretty comes at the expense of structured data, absolutely. The source argues that the highest ROI investment in 2026 isn't a graphic designer. It's a data architect. You have to spoon feed the facts to the engines so they can go sell for you.
That is a profound shift. You're not building a destination. You're building a data source.
Exactly. The website is just the warehouse. The storefront is now the AI summary.
Well, we have covered a lot of ground today. We decoded the alphabet soup AIO, GEO, AEO. We learned we need to speak robot with JSON-LD schema. We talked about leveraging local landmarks like the Dell Diamond to build entity association.
Yeah.
And we faced the harsh reality that our websites are mostly for machines now.
It's a complex landscape, no doubt.
Sure.
But I think the silver lining is this. Most businesses in Round Rock are still asleep at the wheel. They're still playing the old game.
So the opportunity is massive for the ones who wake up.
Huge. If you start optimizing for this conversational discovery now, while your competitors are still just bidding on keywords, you can own the market for the next decade.
So I want to leave our listeners with a final challenge, a little piece of homework.
Yes.
Do this right now. Open up ChatGPT or Gemini, whatever you use, and ask it, what is the best business for your service in Round Rock? And see what it says.
And don't just look for your name. Look at why it recommended who it did. What data did it pull?
And if it doesn't mention you, well, you have some schema to write.
Or some experts to call.
Exactly. Thanks for listening to this deep dive into the future of search. It's a brave new world out there. Round Rock, good luck navigating the breakup.
Goodbye, everyone.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is a making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold swinging king of the SEO show.